Thanks for tuning in to Mountain View Fellowship's weekly podcast with lead pastor Don Headley. At MVF, our mandate is pointing people to Jesus by fostering relationships. We know Jesus cared for people and placed a lot of emphasis on relationships, so we do too. We believe that we're created for relationship with God and that He gave each one of us a desire to belong. If you'd like more information about MVF, connect with us at mvfcolorado.com. Now, stay tuned for this week's message.
So let me ask you, how are you doing during this season? During this whole COVID quarantine, how are you doing? Are you thriving, or do you feel like you're just barely surviving? Like you feel everything's completely out of control and you're not sure what to do from one moment to the next? Or are you actually excited about the moment and you're looking for God to move and you're looking for how He's going to move from day to day? See, in this river of life, you get to choose how you come down. You can either float down it on an inner tube or you can use a kayak. When I was growing up in Texas, we used to inner tube all the time. But the difference is down there, the rivers are nice and wide and they're deep and they move very slowly. They're very predictable. And on those types of rivers, an inner tube is just fine. But if you brought an inner tube up here to Colorado, I doubt you'd see anybody coming down one of these rivers in an inner tube. Why? Because you don't have any control. You'd be all over the place. You'd hit every rock. I doubt you'd spend much time on the inner tube in the first place. So if you go up in the mountains today and you take a look and you see what they're using, what are they using? Kayaks. That's the majority of what you see. People are coming down in kayaks. Why? Because in an inner tube, you can't control it. In a kayak, you get to actually choose your line. You can decide how you come down the river. You can avoid the rocks. You can pick and choose what the best route is, even, listen to me, even in Class 5 rapids, even when the river is roaring and out of control. Now, that's kind of the way life feels right now. I believe that God's given us a better option. He's given us an option to come down this river of life a lot better than what some of us have been doing. Some of us feel like we're completely out of control. We've lost our way, and we feel like things have just spiraled beyond anything we could ever imagine. And yet, even in this moment, we serve a God that is still in control. He's not changed. He's not surprised, and He's still moving and working. Now, as a pastor, I find myself actually remarkably encouraged and hopeful about the next few months, the next few years, because I believe that this moment is going to change us for years to come. It's having a mark on us, and I hope it's for the better. I'm not just spewing optimism here either. I genuinely believe that these days, even as hard as they've been, are going to produce some of the most exciting innovation and opportunities that we've ever seen in the church for generations. We haven't seen anything like this, at least in my lifetime. Now, as we look to this new season, I want to share with you some encouraging truths, and I believe that these truths are actually pulled out of our calling as a church, but I also believe that they're going to bring to us some clarity of vision, some things that we need to be working on, even in this moment, that will launch us into the next season. And I pray that these truths are encouraging. I pray that they bring you energy. I pray that they bring you perseverance, and that will make more sense at the end. But I pray that this sets the tone for us as we move forward. Let me give you the first one. The first truth I want to share with you today is that God works through prayerful processes, not quick fixes. God works through prayerful processes, not quick fixes. Now, we've been looking for an answer. We've been looking for a product, anything to bring some sanity to the last 6 months, and we haven't been able to find it. And I understand that sustained effort brings breakthrough. It's about sustained effort. It's where the growth is at. Not about products or plans or programs. That's not what it's about. It's about us staying faithful. See, God has given us calling. He hasn't stopped working. He's continuing to move forward, and we need to stay faithful in this moment. Faithful, I've heard that referred to as long obedience in the same direction for a long time, even through a season as rough as this one. Now, I'm excited to see how MVF is going to embrace and own this calling that God has given us and the difference that it's going to make over the months and years ahead. In this season of great discouragement, church, I want you to know that God hasn't forgotten about you. God remembers you. He knows the calling that he is giving you. I want you to hang in there. I want you to advance. I want you to take the ground. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 says, be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, and do everything with love. I heard something a while back. I wrote it down and put it on the wall in my office. It just says, this is a kairos moment. Kairos is this Greek word, means that this is a providential moment. This is a time for decision and action. Not for pause, not for shying away, but for action. Church, we need to push forward, but we need to do it faithfully. We need to be on our knees in prayer before God. We need to move forward, chasing after him every step of the way. The second truth that I want to give you today that I think is really going to help us as we move forward is that this digital engagement is here to stay. It's not going to go anywhere. Like what we've learned in this moment, we need to continue to grow. Just as we'll never return to a pre-COVID world, I want you to know that we're never fully going to abandon this online viewing as a feasible worship opportunity. We've seen so many people engage with us. And even when we return to in-person worship services, I want you to know that the availability, the quality of our digital online services are only going to increase for a lot of reasons. First of all, it gives us opportunities to reach in areas that we've never been able to reach before. It's given us the opportunity to do things we've never been able to do before. We've been able to get our online services into homes. People who would never attend a service are able to engage with Mountain View Fellowship. Your neighbors, you've been able to invite your neighbors to tune in, and they never even had to leave the comfort of their home. And even when we get to in-person services, it's going to be great to be able to share with our neighbors the link and let them worship and feel like they've been there before they ever attend a service with us. Also, when you're on vacation, if you feel like you need to take a few weeks in the middle of the summer to go and decompress and get away from everything, which you should, you shouldn't have to disengage from your church. You'll still be able to tune in and stay engaged with your church family even while you're on vacation. Another thing is things like the assisted living centers, prisons. We're able to get our services in those, and we've never been able to do that before. Also, and the big one for me is church planting. Being able to go to Lyman and offer an online service, a live broadcast of our service to a group of people who are wanting to gather, wanting to grow and learn, we now have that opportunity. So we are never going to fully do away with this digital engagement that we've been able to embrace during this time. In Acts chapter 17, Paul's actually trying to figure out how to reach this group of people. He's standing in the middle of Athens, and he begins to look at all of their altars. And this is what he says in verses 22 and 23. So Paul, standing before the council, addressed them as follows. Men of Athens, I noticed that you are very religious in every way. For as I was walking along, I saw many of your shrines, and one of your altars had this inscription on it, to an unknown God. This God, whom you worship without knowing, is the one I'm telling you about. Paul was looking for any opportunity, any way that he could reach people far from God. And I think we need to be doing the same thing. He used an altar. It was available. He saw that he could use that to talk to them about God. You and I, through this time, we've learned that we can use technology. We're online. We can use that to reach more people and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those people around us. And so I want you to know this digital engagement is not going to go away. We're going to continue to increase it. But here's the deal. We need your help. If you have any kind of background in technology, we'd love to have you come in and help us. Come alongside of us. Volunteer in that way. We need people to run lyrics and to run cameras and help us with sound. And even if you don't have that type of experience, but you're willing to learn, we'll be more than happy to teach you. But we need your help. We also need you to support that with your resources because it is costly. It takes money to do it and do it very well. And we're going to continue to add to it. We're going to continue to grow. We have some big ticket items that we would love to purchase, but we need your help. We need you to come alongside of us and help us with that if we're going to make that happen. But I do believe that there has not been a better time for us to close this generation gap. We just need to learn how to use these tools for the glory of God. There was a pastor I was talking to here recently, and he made an interesting statement regarding this subject. He said, the COVID crisis has finally brought the church into the same age as its mission field. Church, I want you to know that as we take care of people, as we push forward for the future, don't make the mistake of thinking that the next thing after our COVID crisis is going to look the same as March 2020. It's not. Things are going to be different, and they're going to be different for the better. Reaching people and seeing lives change post-COVID will not be about large gatherings. It's not going to be about these big, massive, significant outreach events. Now, we're still going to do those things, but I want you to know that it's more personal, and we're learning that in this moment. 1 Samuel chapter 16, God is speaking to Samuel, and he's actually looking at all of Jesse's sons, and he's trying to pick the next king. And if you know the story, you know it's King David. He was the youngest out of all of them. But God told Samuel, he says, "Don't judge by his appearance or height, for I've rejected him." The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. See, the daily influence of you as a passionate follower of Jesus Christ, as you make disciples where you live, where you work, where you play, where you study, that's going to be the difference. That's going to be the mark of whether we're a healthy church or not, not by our Sunday morning worship attendance. See, it's going to be not about the number in this building, but about the number outside of this building that are reaching people and discipling people for Jesus Christ. That's what I believe God is calling us to do, and that's what he's teaching us during this season, and we are perfectly positioned for what God is wanting to do. You might be thinking that I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to reach my friends or my family or my fellow students or coworkers for Christ. I don't know how to disciple anyone. And I want you to know that's why this third truth is so important for us to understand. This third truth that I want to share with you today is that God equips the people he calls. God equips the people he calls, not calls the equipped. I did youth ministry for many, many years, and I learned a big lesson in youth ministry. See, I used to watch these formerly awkward and goofy teenagers, and we would share with them Jesus Christ and watch them grow in Jesus, and we saw them grow up, and we had the honor of just watching them become these great, amazing, godly young men and women, raising godly families, and some of them have even gone into the ministry, and I'm watching them become these great, amazing youth pastors and senior pastors, and I'm so proud of them, and every one of them reminds me that all of us, every one of us, we have a hidden potential for the kingdom of God. Every one of you are called by God to be a disciple and to play an active role, not a passive one, but an active role in reaching our world for Jesus Christ. And if nothing else, this whole COVID situation the past few months, God has revealed, I think, his perfect design of actually spreading the gospel through community-engaged households rather than these building-centric ministries. It's not about what we're doing under this roof. It's about what you do under your roof. We need to return to the thought that building the kingdom is all about fostering relationships one-on-one, bringing them to Christ, and then discipling them. Decentralizing ministry is not easy. But I promise you this, you have what it takes. Why? Because God has already given it to you. He's already equipped you. 2 Timothy chapter 2 says, "Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. You have heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others." You have been called. And because you've been called, God has already equipped you. You have everything that you need to go out and have an impact for the kingdom. So the fourth truth that I want to share with you today is that God is doing something specific locally. See, I believe that God is doing something specifically right here and right now. I'm a learner at heart, but I also know the difference between knowledge and implementation. There's a big difference. And even the book of James tells us, don't just be hearers of the word, be doers of the word. It doesn't do us any good to know something if we don't do something about it. Now, I want you to know that no matter what church you point your finger at, no matter what size they are, no matter what success they've ever had, they have never been where Mountain View Fellowship is right now. This is very unique. I've got a mentor pastor who was telling me the other day, he said, you know, I pastored churches for almost 40 years. And he said, "Don, I have never been where you're at right now." Now, that's not a setback. I just want you to know, despite of all the challenges, despite of everything that's going on right now, I can't wait to see how this time is going to shape MVF for years to come. Let me ask you personally, how will you and what you're learning right now, how will it manifest itself in how you view your life? How will you express yourself as a disciple of Jesus Christ coming out of COVID? How has this time changed you? Have you adopted the calling that God has given you, made it more personal to you since you've had to gather in your home with other people? How is this time going to affect the way that we live out the gospel, how we fulfill the mission that God has given us? Because I don't think we'll ever be the same. And I don't want us to rush right back into the same old church busyness either. I want us to instead think seriously about how we can be the church and be a better version of the church and meet the needs of our community with the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. See, God has something greater for us. I know he does. Something better than just accomplishing, getting back into this building and regathering. Something better than just online services. God has something better for us to do than just making our budget. I pray that we never lose sight of the Great Commission's impact on our communities and that we never lose our heart for the gospel, that it just grows during this time. That we're not just drifting through the season, but we're actually embracing this moment. I believe that God has us right where he wants us. He's got you right where he wants you. This church building is a symbol of Jesus Christ in the community, but it's no good without the people being the hands and feet of God to the community. And let me tell you, the community that you live in is dying for Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 8 says, Philip, for example, went to the city of Samaria and told the people there about the Messiah. Crowds listened intently to Philip because they were eager to hear his message and see the miraculous signs he did. And then verse 8 says, so there was great joy in that city. You have neighbors, you have family members, you have coworkers, fellow students who need to know Jesus Christ. That they need him more than ever right now in this moment. And God is doing something specific locally. He wants to do something in this moment right now. My question is, are you partnering with him to make that happen? Will you partner with him in the work that he's already doing through the Holy Spirit? The fifth truth that I want to share with you today is that God does more than we can ask or imagine. God does more than we could ask or imagine. I know that every one of us, we've heard this before, we know this truth, but week-to-week survival often clouds our vision and hides our next step, and we lose our way in the midst of just trying to survive. And one of our biggest challenges, I believe, is viewing ourselves as the church and not merely just part of the church, thinking that it's not really our job, somebody else is going to do it. But the reality is, it is our calling as individuals. We are the ones that have to step out and move and be obedient to the calling of the Holy Spirit and watch God do what only God can do, more than we could ever ask or imagine. See, the reality of this truth means that God plans to use each and every one of us every day to glorify his name, to grow his kingdom. The most significant fuel for each of us to embrace this mission is knowing that God provides every next step. Proverbs chapter 16 says, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. There has never been more discouragement, more frustration, more loss of vision, more division in the local church than what we see today. It's incredible to me as I look across the United States, the churches that are open are taking a beating from the people who think they should be closed, and the churches that are closed are taking a beating from the people who think they should be open, and both sides try to justify themselves, and that justification gets used against the others. It's just phenomenal what's going on now. Whether you think it should be open or whether you think it should be closed, my job here today is just to let you know that God is still at work. God's plan has not ceased, or he hasn't pushed pause because of COVID. He's continuing to push forward. And for every story of struggle that I hear at least two stories of victory. See, we may define a successful church differently over the last 6 months, but gospel transformation in people's lives has not changed, and it will never change, and it will never get old. Church, I want you to know that God is still in control, and great days are still ahead, and the best is yet to come. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21 says, now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. The final truth that I want to share with you today is that the future is going to be realized through perseverance, not antidotes. Now, we all love stories. I get it. We love to go to the movie theater. We love to watch Netflix, and we love to read these stories where it seems like everything is lost and out of control, and yet at the end of 30 minutes or an hour at the end of the chapter 15, all the loose ends are tied up and justice has been served. But the problem is, this is not a story. This is real life. We need something more than a motivational poster. That's not going to cut it this time. We need truth. We need something concrete, something foundational that will cause us to persevere, to push ahead, even through this storm that we're currently going through. And I believe that that's the Word of God. I believe it's His truths. Ephesians chapter 4 says this: "Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do His work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ." You know what that tells me? It tells me that God's not done, that we need to persevere, we need to push ahead. He still is working out His plan in us. During this time of complete uncertainty, when things feel like they're spiraling out of control, I want you to know that God has given us truth. Something that will help us navigate these uncharted waters, help us to pick our line to do a better job of coming down the river in one piece, unscathed. Why? Because we know we can trust in His Word. We know that we can trust in a God who loves us so much that He gave His Son for us. That type of God we can trust, and that will help us persevere into the days and the months and the years ahead, and help us to come out on the other side even stronger than when we went in. Let me pray for that for each of us. Heavenly Father, we come to You right now. We claim these truths today, Lord. We claim the fact that we serve a God who is not surprised by this moment, but is in fact moving and working. God, I pray that each of us would own this mission, that we would find purpose in this time, and that we wouldn't feel like we're just drifting down a river on an inner tube and completely lost and out of control, Lord, but that we are following You even into the storm and that we can trust You. Lord, I pray that in all these things that we would sense Your Holy Spirit, that we would see You work in a mighty way, and Lord, that would even revive and build up our faith even more, especially for the days ahead, especially for those who are really struggling in this time. Lord, I pray that You would be with them in such a tangible way that they might sense Your presence, Lord. God, I just pray in all these things, You continue to shape and mold us into the people that You've called us to be. We pray all this brings glory and honor to the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen.
Thanks for joining us here at Mountain View Fellowship. We'd love the chance to meet you in person. We gather each Sunday at 9 and 10:45 a.m. at 1955 Headlight Road in Strasburg, Colorado. If you aren't able to join us in person, we'll meet you right back here next week. God bless.